It could be the pivot point for a significant shift in U.S. engagement in the Syrian civil war. It could also be another piece in the puzzle of what altogether looks like an uncertain and blurry policy mission in the Middle East. The Pentagon will send a group less than 50 of special operations forces as advisors to Syria to work alongside so-called moderate rebels fighting the self-proclaimed Islamic State in Syria.
The president does expect that they can have an impact in intensifying our strategy for building the capacity of local forces inside of Syria to taking the fight on the ground to ISIL in their own country.
It's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest essentially confirming that there may soon be boots on the ground in Syria. Other reports say that the administration will be upgrading special operations forces in Kurdish Erbil and enhancing security aid to Lebanon and Jordan as well. So we have airstrikes, we have security aid, humanitarian aid, a mission in Iraq to retake the city of Ramadi, and now so-called advise and assist special operations soldiers who will be deployed close to ISIS or ISIL-controlled territory and may be involved somehow in a ground operation that may begin next week, according to the Wall Street Journal. Is this a radical new capability? Is this just more of a jumble of U.S. military assets that lies somewhere between doing nothing in Syria and a full-fledged U.S. or NATO ground operation? Joining us now is Robin Wright, distinguished scholar at the Wilson Center in Washington and the U.S. Institute of Peace. Robin, welcome. Thanks for doing this. And what do you think?
Well, this is a really interesting juncture after 4.5 years of what is the most catastrophic war in the Middle East in decades and the biggest humanitarian crisis since World War II. There are two things happening. There is the beefing up by the United States as well as its allies of the capabilities in fighting ISIL inside Syria. There's also the growing role of both Russia and Iran fighting both ISIL and some of our own rebels. The idea, though, I think that everyone wants to make sure that the Islamic State are not the dominant political players, that they cannot hold territory, they cannot seize the future away from Syria and potentially even dismember it. But it comes at the same time that you find all of these players, sometimes rivals on the battlefield, hoping to negotiate some kind of political solution. The Russians, the Americans, the Saudis, the Iranians, the Turks, the Gulf states all met in Vienna on Friday and announced that after 8 hours of difficult negotiations, they want to begin a UN-led peace process that looks for a means of a political transition. You see these two things coming together, the push against ISIS to try to get back some territory so that a political process actually becomes viable. Because at the moment, with ISIL in control of a third of Syria, it's not.
I don't follow this as closely as you do. Josh Earnest said in that quote that we played that the mission is to fight ISIL in their own country. To my recollection, that is the first time I've heard an administration official say that ISIL has a country at all.
Well, the ISIS actually calls itself the Islamic State. It claims it has created a new caliphate and created a new country. I suspect it was a slip of the tongue. But it is a reality that you have a group of people who are not just a military force now, but are actually ruling huge chunks of territory in both Iraq and Syria.
Do you think the diplomatic efforts that are going on in Vienna will continue and will be enhanced by this effort, or will they work together?
I think we'll see both an escalated military campaign by all parties involved in Syria. At the same time, you see an escalated political or diplomatic process trying to find a framework to oversee a transition. President Obama hinted at the U.S. shift in position when he spoke at the United Nations in September. He talked about a managed transition, which in effect allows some means for what would be an honorable exit by President Assad and his mafia, rather than a forced ouster, as we saw in the case of Libya or in Egypt. And I think that's the way that the framework they're kind of trying to plug in, both the diplomatic initiative to get rivals at the same table, as well as to push very hard now against ISIS and try to take back some territory.
Robin Wright, distinguished scholar at the Wilson Center in Washington and the U.S. Institute of Peace. Robin, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.